of that crack in the...
Oh, I'll remind you.
I got chances like that.
Me too.
I got to see you about our W-2.
Okay.
TurboJack says it needs another number in box D.
Really?
Anything else from across that?
No. Just put a hashtag on it.
No.
Just make something up. That's optional.
Mine work. I don't like what it says, but it worked.
Yes, I am.
Your machine one, two, every call, okay.
One.
Thank you.
Oh, I don't know, it seemed like everybody's ever, all the taxes have been kind of flipped around there and need to...
Good evening, everyone. This evening, we have a public hearing before our regular meeting starts. It's concerning ordinance A-19. That will come up later in our agenda. But is there anyone here other than the council and administration that wishes to speak on that ordinance? I see no hands go up. I will close that public hearing. We'll now move to our regular February 18th City Council meeting. This evening will be led in prayer by Pastor Paul Simonson. If you would stand with me, please.
Father, I thank you for those who are here, who serve our city with diligence, who carry out the business week after week and month after month, dealing with those things that help our city to run well. Pray, Lord, that you will give them wisdom in all of their decisions, even in their discussion. May all of it be pleasing in your sight. May this be a place of peace, of honor, of encouragement as they go through this meeting. I pray that they would even sense that you are present here. We're so thankful, Lord, that you are the God of all wisdom, and we trust in you. We give this entire evening into your care. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, Pastor. I have roll call, please.
Shu.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
Asparis Jr.
Here.
Hampshire.
Present.
Asparis Sr.
Excuse.
Corfman.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Thank you. Everyone should have received a copy of the minutes of our meeting on February 4th. Does anyone have any additions or corrections to those minutes? Yes, sir.
I move they are adopted as submitted.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Wilson.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Thank you. We have no public comments scheduled for this evening. We'll move to the standing committee reports. Mr. Asparis is excused tonight, so we'll start with utilities. Mr. Corfman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities has no reporting.
Thank you. Health and safety, Mr. Asparis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report tonight.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation. Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Ms. President. Likewise, no report.
Thank you. Transportation. Mr. Shu.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have no report here.
Thank you. Planning. Mr. Hampshire.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll fall in line. No report, sir.
Thank you. And ordinance and personnel. Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and personnel has not met, and I have no report.
Thank you. We have no special committee reports this evening. We'll move to administrative reports. Mayor Handworth.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a few items tonight. Number one, there may be a lot of you have been given one of these little pamphlets around town. These are being passed around by folks that are helping get the word out for the Wayne County Commissioners that there will be a update on the comprehensive plan for the county. They have meetings that are set up for this, the dates, and they've already had one meeting, I believe, back in November. But the dates for this next round of meetings are March 5th, and there will be two locations at the same time on March 5th. One would be at Sonnenberg Village Welcome Center down in Kidron. The other would be at the Wayne County Administrative Building in Worcester, and that would be from 5:30 to 7:30. The next dates is the Thursday, Tuesday, the 5th. The next dates would be the 7th of March, and that is two different times. One is an afternoon meeting, 12 to 2, and that is at Schmidt Hall in Orville. And the other one is 5:30 to 7:30, and that is at Worcester High School. So they tried to spread those out a little bit so people all over the county that are interested, that have things that they'd like to have input. Keep in mind, this is to update a comprehensive plan. We've done the same with the city in years past. We're in the middle of updating our zoning ordinance now, which is a large undertaking. So this is the same type of thing. It is something that they want input from folks on where they would like to see the county go, maybe where they'd like to see it grow, what directions and what sort of things they would like to see. It is not a binding document. It is a plan. It's a guide for the future, and that's all. Sometimes this works out just the way you plan it, and other times things change along the way, and it ends up not being what we planned, but that happens sometimes. So for those that are interested, that is going to be coming up. Secondly, I would just like to mention that we're having, as we do quite often, more windy days on trash days, it seems like. So as the snow starts to melt this spring, even though we're getting some more again today, look around, especially just even if people would look in front of their own houses, pick up drink bottles, papers, and all those paper cups, things that people either throw out or get blown away from their trash, and help keep our community a great place to live by keeping the litter picked up. So again, if everybody could just check out in front of their own house, that would do an awful lot for us around town. And I appreciate that. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Pine Street construction bids will be open March 1st. That's, believe it or not, that's two Fridays from today. Pine Street construction oversight request for proposals will be open on March 8th. And I'd also like to congratulate the 2018 Officers of the Year, Nate Maloney and Officer Nate Maloney and Sergeant Andrew D'Alessandro. And I'd also like to congratulate our 2018 Firefighter of the Year, Firefighter EMT John Bischoff. That's my report for this evening.
Thank you. Next, we'll have our Utilities Director, Mr. Rediger.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just have a couple of quick comments. If you recall, last January 31st, it was a little chilly around town. Our system operator, AEP, who controls the electric transmission grid in our area, we established a new peak that year. Our last couple of peaks have been set in the January period, and we did have the plant up and running at full capacity that day and the day before. So we're in pretty good position to hopefully maximize the full amount of the credits that get returned to us over the course of the year. That'll represent roughly about half of the $7.5 million of transmission fees that we'll be paying this year. At the utility board meeting last Monday, the board elected to keep the fourth quarter power cost adjustment factor frozen. That means we kept the electric rates frozen for all of 2018, and we kept them frozen all of 2017. Also, prior to the last board meeting, all utility committees did support moving the 2019 final appropriations to the utility board. And we'll be going over those with the joint workshop on March 11th. Last week, we did open up bids for the West Water Tower refurbishment. Bids came in, and they range from $220,000 to $320,000. We've worked with our consultant and our staff, and we are in the process of putting a contract together for the lowest, which turned out to be the best bid for that. So we'll be commencing on that work sometime this spring, and we'll have that work done in the neighborhood of $220,000. Other than that, that's all the comments I have tonight, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up will be our finance director, Ms. Stremler.
Thank you, Mr. President. The only item I have this evening would be the final fund balance report for 2018. Hopefully all of you received that in your iPad packet and had a chance to review it. Across all funds in 2018, we had positive net income of about $5 million. We will discuss that in more detail in my annual report in April. Until then, I would just ask for a motion to approve the report subject to audit.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
I'm going to approve the report subject to audit. I'll second that.
Second, Mr. Larson.
Ms. Barrett?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shue?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Thank you. I'll move to our law director, Mrs. Kirkwright.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
Thank you. For me this evening, we have one item from our clerk. She has a liquor license approval, or excuse me, not an approval yet, but
Brandy.
One to pass on.
I have a request for a liquor license for Family Dollar Stores, doing business as Family Dollar Stores. 409 Hostetler Road. And if we want, we can request a hearing on this or we can let it go through. No objections?
No questions, no objections. We'll let it go. Okay. That's all I have for this evening. We'll move to our old business. Mr. Larson.
Thank you. Ordinance A-19. I move this ordinance be placed on second reading.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Shue?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Ordinance A-19, an ordinance vacating an alley running north and south parallel to South Main Street between the northeast part of Lot 203 and Lot 3688 in the city of Oroville, Ohio.
Okay, we had this on first reading last week. The public hearing today, there was no one attending that. For our law director, does this have to go three, or can we pass it tonight?
I don't think it does. No, I think we can pass it. We've got our public reading, our public hearing.
All right, we had the public meeting.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of an ordinance on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shue?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
I move ordinance A-19 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Larson?
Yes.
Shue?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Resolution 619. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Hampshire.
Shue?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Resolution 619, a resolution authorizing the Board of Control to enter into a contract and or contract for a period not to exceed 3 years without bidding for selected insurance needs in the city of Orrville, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Wheeler, do you have any information for us?
Yes, sir, Mr. President. This is a triangle resolution that we bring before you. We've done it this way for, from my understanding, many years before my arrival here. It basically is just our liability and vehicle insurance. We still get quotes, but we just don't go out for the formal process of bidding. From my understanding, it's very difficult to get an apples-to-apples bid in regards to insurance needs. And so as a result, the quotes are quite effective. And I noted this last year, and I thought I'd mention it again. In 1991, we paid about $80,000 in insurance. It's now about low 40s. So it's nearly halved in the last 28 years. So be glad to answer any questions. It doesn't have to be approved tonight.
Any questions?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of the resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
I move Resolution 619 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Corfman.
Asparis?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Ordinance B-19. I move this ordinance be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Corfman.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Ordinance B-19. An ordinance approving the editing and inclusion of certain ordinances as parts of various component codes of the codified ordinances of Orrville, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
Thank you. And again, do you have anything new for us here?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. This, too, is an annual ordinance for us. It simply is a codification of all the legislative action that's been taken by council in 2018. Also includes any updates our Ohio Revised Code has made as well, and simply just codifies it into our ordinance book.
Anyone have any comments? Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's just annual, as you said. Just declaring an emergency, I was questioned on that. And just to clarify, declaring an emergency means it requires an extra vote to pass council, and it takes effect tomorrow rather than in 30 days. Nothing nefarious about this. Slamming anything past, but there seems to be a little bit of angst about the declaring an emergency, and that's simply a legislative function.
The word scares people, although yes, they need not be.
As long as it passes unanimously, it makes no difference. Or I think it requires five of them.
Yeah, two-thirds. So,
mm-hmm. Anything else?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of an ordinance on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Corfman.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
I move Ordinance B-19 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Corfman.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Resolution 719. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Corfman.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Resolution 719. A resolution authorizing the Board of Control to enter into an agreement and or agreements with the State Auditor's Office to prepare the annual audit for for fiscal year ending December 31st, 2018, and declaring an emergency.
This time, Ms. Trimble, what do you say?
Yes. Last fall, if you recall, Council approved entering into a three-year agreement with the State Auditor's Office to perform our annual audit. Now it is time to issue the purchase order for that 2018 expense. Based on past years, we will issue that purchase order for $45,000. That cost is spread among several funds, but because we anticipate that the tax-supported side will bear about $15,000, potentially a little over that, we bring this legislation to Council for approval of that expenditure.
Anyone have any questions? No?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Forkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
I move Resolution 719 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Asparis?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Forkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Okay, that completes our old and new business for this evening. Now we have a treat. Our police chief is going to make a report this evening.
Sorry.
We gotta watch YouTube videos or something.
My daughter is in the cat club at school, and all they do is watch cat videos.
That's funny.
They just YouTube all these cat videos.
We're fine.
Good, thank you.
In the space or in the space?
Your personal space there?
Is Steve gonna go somewhere else or always?
He doesn't know he's been.
Yeah.
Beat
his door, push him aside. Hey, Matt's getting all fancy on us.
Wow. This is high-tech stuff here. Little thing. Yeah. What is it? This is body cam footage, right? Live.
Are you serious?
No.
What is this?
It's a projector. He's used that the last couple years.
Well, I don't remember saying that. Yeah, I don't get it.
You were authorized.
I don't remember.
It's like a body cam. It's about the same size.
Yeah. No, there's one.
But,
no. He's probably got one. He's got one. He's right here.
Yes.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Matt Birkbeck. I'm Police Chief of Orrville, and this is the 2018 annual report for the Orrville Police Department. This year, the roster increased by two officers. Nate Schrapowicki was hired on May 29th, 2018, and Dan Sogasani was hired on November 1st, 2018. Officer Schrapowicki completed his field training program in the early part of the fall, and he's been doing very well for us. And in a few short days, Officer Sotosani will be completing his field training program and will begin solo patrol. K-9 Freddy, we've had K-9 Freddy since around 2012, and last year he had a very busy year, as you can see. And he had a total of 83 deployments. One of the most important things, as you can see from the training exercises, is on a weekly basis, number of times he's out doing training. And sometimes you'll see him, they'll use the high school football field to do some of his training throughout town. So they stay quite busy, even when he's not on deployments. The Data Master was used 18 times for OBI arrests and one time for an underage consumption OVI arrest. Two times for underage consumption arrest. Checked for calibration 50 times. The highest breath test in 2018 was a .312. So if you consider that a .08 is the legal limit, that's pretty intoxicated. Not to spoil next year's, but we blew that number out of the water a few days ago with an OVI arrest. The number was 0.4 something. That was very high. The lowest was a 0.035. Other agencies used our machine 6 times. Criminal offenses, part 1 offenses. These were some of the most serious offenses. This past year we had a total of 125 part 1 offenses. And just to give some historical perspective, back in 2010, we had 194. So that number, 125, was 194. And in 2007, it was double that. It was 254. So that's a considerable drop in the past decade plus, 11 years. Pretty significant drop. Criminal reports or investigative reports, this past year we had 470. We edged up over the year before where we had 414, and in 2016 we had 388 investigative reports. Juvenile arrests, they were up this year. Now to give you, just to give some historical perspective on the investigative reports, in 2006 we had 709. So that gives you some perspective of where we are. We were at 470, but in 2006 we had 709. Juvenile arrests, as you can see, we had 30. Now to give historical perspective to that, in the five-year period of 2006 to 2010, we averaged 86 juvenile arrests a year. So that's nearly a third down. And one of the highest years in recent memory was 2003. We had 110 juvenile arrests, so nearly a quarter of that. But we did go up. Where we saw the most significant increase was in domestics. We increased domestics from 0 the year before to 9 last year. So that had an impact. Adult arrests. We went from 169 to 197. And where the big jump was in this category right here, warrant arrests. So the year before we had 74 warrant arrests. This past year we had 122 warrant arrests. Again, historical perspective, back in the five-year average from 2006 to 2010, we averaged 293 adult arrests in a year. So almost about 100 more, roughly, arrests. In 2003, we had 316 adult arrests. So that's a pretty significant difference. Accident reports. We had 153 accidents in 2018. In 2010, we had 227 accidents. So again, saw a significant reduction over the past several years. The number one day for accidents, which was kind of a surprise to me, was Tuesdays. No surprise, Sunday is the safest day to drive. We had the least number of accidents on Sundays. The time of day when we saw the most accidents was 2 p.m. The area where we saw the most accidents, North Main Street, had 28 accidents. And then it dropped way down to, the intersections of North Main and High Street had 3. North Main and Oak Street had 3. And North Main and Collins had 2. But we really didn't see any patterns where there was a real hot spot. It was kind of spread out over that. So. High Street and Oak with 3 each. That's not too bad in an entire year for those main intersections. Field activities. Security checks. Officers conducted 1,363 security checks last year. 1,191 traffic stops. 591 vacation checks. 639 park patrols, 234 crime prevention cards. And I'll just make a note on that. If you ever find, wake up in the morning and you find a crime prevention card, that's just an officer as a courtesy letting you know that we saw something that you may want to address. There's nothing you have to do. You don't have to contact the police department. This is just a service we provide as a courtesy to let you know that maybe you shouldn't leave a bike out in the yard or left the car window down or car door unlocked. So there's nothing that a citizen has to do when they get one of those. It's just a friendly reminder to help us with preventing crime. Suspicious persons, 259, and suspicious vehicles, 218. Department training, there's a roster list of all the training hours that we had. Along those lines, every year we do single officer response to active threats. We just completed that yesterday in conjunction with Smithville Police Department and University of Akron. This year, the area that we trained at was Wayne College. Sometimes we do the high school, sometimes we do the middle school, elementary school. This year we did Wayne College. And every officer goes through the training, and it was very successful this year. And it's something we take very seriously, and we try to do that at the beginning of each new year. The Warthog. Warthog still services Orville, Worcester, and Ashland. And here are the service call numbers. Orville, this is police and fire. We had a grand total of 12,870 service calls last year, servicing roughly 8,505 residents in Orville. Ashland had 29,251 service calls last year, servicing 20,489 residents. And the city of Worcester had 30,430 service calls for a population of 27,023. And this has been very stable since we joined the Warthog. It's been pretty consistent. We've seen these numbers, the proportions seem to be the same. So it's interesting year after year. I always find it interesting anyway to see how consistent these ratios are. As Director Wheeler mentioned, we have recently selected our two officers of the year, Officer Nate Maimone. This is his fifth one. I think we're going to rename it the Officer Nate Maimone Officer of the Year Award after this. That's a significant accomplishment in a 10-year career to win or be selected as Officer of the Year. Sergeant Andrew D'Alessandro, this is his first selection as Officer of the Year. Both of them do an outstanding job for the police department, and very proud to work alongside both of them. Side note, we had two winners last year, we had two this year. I tried to change up a little bit with allowing officers to have two votes. It didn't help. We had another tie. But all four of the officers who won or were selected, I keep saying won, they didn't win it, they were selected. They're all field training officers, and that's good to see because you try to pick the very best to mentor the new officers, and all four of our field training officers were selected as Officer of the Year, so that's really good. Life-saving awards. Eight of them this past year. Sergeant D'Alessandro got his sixth life-saving award this past year. Officer Lisey Herbert, her fifth in her brief career. Master Officer Mike Smith, the master designation means that he has 10 years on the police department. He's got his third life-saving award. Sergeant Corey Seiler, Officer Nate Maimone, Officer Doug Miller, Officer Ryan Mace, and Officer Adam Moss each got their second. And as I've said year after year when I've talked about this, it's amazing to see this because it used to be where we would only have one or two on the entire department that ever got it. But it just goes to show you that the a couple things with the heroin problem that we had, that has been a major impact. But we have also had some where the AED has come into play or they've taken other life-saving measures. So this isn't strictly Narcan. On that note, we did apply Narcan 28 times last year. Now, that wasn't to 28 people. Some people required more than one dose of Narcan, but we did track that this past year, and we had 28 doses of Narcan administered last year. School resource officers, for the first time, we have two school resource officers. A year ago today, when I was talking and addressing my annual report, Mitch Zimmerman's role at the school was, during the day he was a school resource officer, but he would also go out on service calls. He was our only school resource officer, and he had divided duties. Well, a lot happened last year, and nationally, and raised awareness locally. I think we all are well aware. It's just been a few days past the anniversary of Parkland, Florida. And then we had our own instances, even locally and even over as close as Jackson Township. And if you'll recall, it was a pretty stressful time in, all across the country in schools last year. As a result of this, during that time last year when we were getting our own threats and dealing and investigating our own threats, I made the decision to put Mitch in the school 100% of the time, and we added day shift officers. We worked around that, but I didn't want him out of the school. In addition, in cooperation with the school district, we were able to add Doug Miller as the school resource officer for the middle school and the elementary school, and that has worked out great. I've gotten a lot of positive feedback about that, and it's just a comfort knowing that we have a presence in the school whenever the school is open. I just feel that that's very important, and I think it makes the students feel safer, and I think it makes the staff feel safer, and I think it's the right thing to do. Shop with a Cop, I believe this is our 11th year that we did this. It's the third year that Jamie McGreal has run this. We've been back here in Wayne County. We started off, we would go up to Wadsworth, and we introduced it here to Wayne County a handful of years ago, and it continues to be a very popular program. And we are very grateful that we get the number of donations that we get from the public to enable us to take 25 kids shopping with us. Tip 411, I believe this is easily a record. We had 135 tips this past year, and that was an increase over 117 the year before. That is new, and that is thanks to Turning Point Coalition. They donated the money to, we wanted to do something to heighten the awareness of TIP 411, and so they put that on my cruiser on the rear window, and that is see-through. It's actually amazing that you can see so well through that, but that is the TIP 411 program, and people are utilizing it. We're seeing it increase each and every year, and we've come a long way from the days of having a answering machine down at the PD where somebody would call in, and it was always a surprise when somebody actually called in and left us a tip on there. So we've had this for several years, and I think it's been a very good investment for us, and it has yielded some very positive results. And lastly, here's our social media. We've finally went over the 10,000 mark on Facebook, and we continue to utilize Twitter as well to let people know when school closings are or if there are significant traffic delays or other newsworthy things. And again, it's kind of never would have imagined when we first started the Facebook page as just kind of a novelty that would have grown as big as it has and has become very important in disseminating news to the public. And with that, that concludes my report. I'll turn on the lights here and entertain any questions that you may have for me. Questions? Okay, well then that will conclude my report. I thank you. I do want to conclude and thank everybody here. You know, we saw some significant reductions over the last 8 years, and even back then when we were posting those numbers back in 2010, those were significant reductions that we had seen in the decade before that. So we've come a long way since the late 90s, early 2000s in safety and in reducing crime and accidents, for that matter. That's not just a police thing. That is a community effort. And I do want to thank those of you on City Council who have supported us over all those years, the things that you guys have enacted for us. You give us resources to train our officers. You initiated a canine program with it. And you've also done the one of the things that people may not know that is a big, big factor, I think, is the nuisance ordinance. I feel that the nuisance ordinance has played a major role in Orrville and working in partnership with the landlords. And I know that wasn't easy legislation when you guys passed that, but I feel that, that is one of the bigger things that has kind of helped us tamp down some of the hot spots over the years. So I do want to thank you, and I would encourage members of the public to thank our city council people and our elected officials for supporting us and making Orrville a better community since I've been here, for sure. So thank you all.
Thank you, Chief Breckbeck. That's everything we had on the agenda for this evening. Does anyone have anything for the good of the order tonight?
I'm going to adjourn.
Thank you. Well, the rest of you don't want to adjourn, or what? Come on, I need a second.
There we go.
Okay, second, Mr. Wilson.
Here.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Workman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Barrett?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending our meeting. We're now adjourned.
Yeah, still.